Hi, this is Kristen Kaufman. Thank you so much for tuning in. For those of you who are unfamiliar with who I am, I'm what I call a recovering corporate executive turned portfolio entrepreneur. I'm in the business now of helping people create the lives they want without giving up the creature comforts that they want. I actually embarked upon this entrepreneur lifestyle about 15 years ago after well over 25 years in Fortune 50 companies in leadership roles, and I have absolutely never looked back. I love the lifestyle. I love the financial and the time freedom that it enables me to have. And thus, I'm now on a mission to help other people who want this type of lifestyle to create it for themselves. So today, I wanted to cover 6 tips that I'm hopeful will be helpful to anyone, whether they still be in a corporate role or they're a small business owner or they're actually embarking upon creating an entrepreneurial lifestyle. So the first tip is all around money. It's basically 1A and 1B. The first is that we have to learn how to preserve our cash. When we're starting out a new business, I think it's very easy to burn through money, and before you know it, you've run out of your liquidity. And unless you want to go out and get investment capital or take out a small business loan, which could be very expensive. And frankly, not necessarily the right move. It's very important that we learn how to preserve cash and that we become able to finance our own growth. I'm a huge believer in basically bootstrapping your own business, especially if you can, as opposed to taking out any sort of a loan with interest payments associated with that. So the first is to preserve cash. 1B is learn how to put your money to work for you. I'm a big believer in the compound value of money. I was taught that early on from my mother and dad, that you have the ability to put your money to work for you, so that if you start investing early in your life, and if you weren't able to invest early in your life, then you just need to beef up your investments now so that your money can work for you as opposed to you just working for your money. So I will be providing some information about how to put your money to work for you and how to really become a good financial steward of the money that you're making, but I'll save that for another podcast. Okay, the second tip. I'm a huge believer, again, in multiple revenue streams. And those of you who follow me know that that is a passion of mine. I cannot even begin to tell you how many people I coach and consult with in my other business and one of my businesses who have made an incredible living for themselves, upper 6 and 7 figure annual revenue streams, and yet they have lived beyond their means for years. And by doing so, they oftentimes find themselves in debt. And if in fact they are laid off for any reason, either they get aged out or they their company gets acquired, and they just are found without a position, they don't have any other revenue coming in, and all of a sudden they are caught flat-footed because they have built this wonderful lifestyle for themselves, but they haven't been able to do a very prudent job of saving, and then they don't have any income coming in. So I love to encourage people to have between 7 and 10 different revenue streams at any one time. And this can be through rental properties, oil and gas leases, book royalties, affiliate marketing, direct sales business, all sorts of ways that you can augment your what I would call your standard 9-to-5 job with other revenue streams. Let's face it, Warren Buffett has over 40 revenue streams. I mean, that's a very extreme example, but I think all of us can add at least 2 or 3 revenue streams to our portfolio of income, and that will give us that cushion that we need, especially when you're in an entrepreneurial venture. Okay, the third tip. You are absolutely the company you keep. I was reared with that philosophy with my mom and my dad, and so therefore I like to surround myself with people who help me be the best I can be. We are a combination, they say, of the top 5 people that we spend the most time with, and so I really want to spend time with people who are going to expand my thinking, challenge me to be the best I can be, and I want to surround myself with people who will basically push me and help me to not become stagnant and not to become stale, but to actually continue to expand and grow and to actualize my fullest potential. So my third tip is be careful who you surround yourself with and choose people who are going to bring out the best in you and are going to push you to become the best you can be. The fourth tip. I think I underestimated this when I first got into my own business, and that is the power and the importance of marketing and creating your own brand. Now, we all know about brands. That's become kind of a hot button in today's language. But what I would suggest is we are our brand. So, you know, when I've asked people, what is your brand? And people say, oh, I don't have a brand. Well, yeah, you do. If you're not creating a brand, believe me, a brand is being created for you based upon how you show up every day consistently. And your brand is really, you know, what you want people to think, say, or do anytime your name comes up. And so the importance of building a strong online presence, obviously a personal presence, is could not be more important now because of the transparency that's come with the internet and social media. I have been so fortunate over the last 6 months to hire one of the best social media marketing coaches in the United States. I mean, she has just completely transformed the way in which I think about myself and how I think about my business and how I can create a very robust online presence. So if you haven't already started thinking about how you're going to market yourself and how you want to create a brand for yourself, I would highly suggest you do so. And marketing is more than just what it used to be, you know, billboards and, you know, magazine articles or magazine advertisements. It's really everything that you put your finger on relative to the internet, social media, and any sort of exposure you have to anyone. That is how you will market yourself, and that is how you will create your brand. The fifth tip, stay a lifelong learner. It is so important, especially how rapidly things are changing now, to continue to learn, grow, read, expose yourself to people, attend seminars, attend online courses, anything you can do to really expand the way in which you think and to continue to tweak the way you think. Like I mentioned a moment ago, I feel so obsolete in the area of social media that I really felt like I needed to hire someone who could teach me how I can really master the art and the finesse of marketing online. That's just one example. There are a million other examples that we can continue to learn, especially as we grow older and as we continue to expand whatever business that we're in. And the last tip, the sixth tip out of six, is how to build a team and how important it is to build a team of people that are aligned with you. These are people that share your values. They share your work ethic. They share your commitment to excellence. They share your sense of humor. So when things, you know, go south, and they always do at one point or another, you have you carry it lightly, and you consider it to be a learning process as opposed to the end of the world. And I will tell you, finding your posse and finding your tribe is one of the single most important aspects of becoming a successful professional, and in particular, a successful entrepreneur. Finding that tribe of people who will help you become the most and the best you can be, and buoy you when things get tough, and support you in areas that perhaps you need support, that you need to learn. Just getting those people in the boat with you is so important. So never underestimate trying to find your posse and find your tribe. And I will close with saying, your vibe will attract your tribe. So whatever you put out into the universe and into the business arena is absolutely what you will attract into your company or into your fold. So hopefully these six tips will give you food for thought. None of them are rocket science. A lot of them are very basic. But what I have learned is that oftentimes the most important things are indeed the most basic things. And it all comes down to whether or not we're going to embrace them and we're going to execute against them. So with that, I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'll wait to hear from your comments.